We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Jordan Lee Bush, and you're a Canadian country artist. I believe you're based in Fort St. John out in B.C.?
Yep, very
That's
north.
Good. Have you always lived there, Jordan?
Yeah, I was born here. So are my parents and my grandparents.
Okay. Do you come from a musical family, or is this something new in your family?
Just my dad has always been singing and playing since I can remember, but other than him, there's not too many people in my family.
Okay, does he sing country?
Yeah, very country, traditional, old country.
Okay, so that's probably where you got a bit of your influence, although I think your country is probably more of the modern country, I guess, in the sound?
Yeah, a lot of the songs I write, I don't really try and make them fit in a certain genre, just however they come out, but I recorded a 4-song little EP down in Nashville, so the sound turned out a lot more country, I think, because of where I recorded it and everything. But yeah, it's definitely a lot newer than his style.
Good. So you've been to Nashville. That must have been quite exciting.
Yes, it was a very cool experience. There's a guy that lives in town here. His name's Randy D, and he has a studio down there with Gil Grand.
Oh, it's exciting.
Yeah. And so we went down there and recorded it, and Gil produced it and everything. And yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, that's a big name, Gil Grant. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So now some of your influences, I was reading a Sheryl Crow, and what are some of the others, and how do you think this affects your music?
I really like Colby Calais as an artist. I like that she has music that can be on the MTV and Much Music, but on CMT too.
Right.
And not so much in like a country pop crossover way, but her songs are just very, like, calm and niceness, you know what I mean, to be on CMT too. So she's one of my big influences. And I really like the kind of style of just girls who just play guitar and sing, like, the acoustic, almost singer-songwritery sort of thing. But with a little more mainstream sound mixed in it.
Okay, yeah, that's good too. So you write your own songs, Jordan?
I do. I just started probably about 5 years ago. I was taking a guitar class in school, and part of our assignments were to write songs and perform them, and I'd never really written before, and it's just, I don't know, I like to do it now. It's something that's good to get stuff out that way. It's good for me to have some of my own songs. If I do get the chance to play shows, I like playing my own more than all covers all the time.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to play your own. Yeah. So do the songs come from maybe some experiences you've had in life?
Yeah, life experiences, for sure. It's one of the easier things to write about. That's why all my songs, they all turn out to be about some kind of heartbreak or something like that. But you run out of things to write about from your own life, so sometimes I'll try and just put myself in someone else's position and try and write a song from their perspective, or just imagine something that could happen to somebody and write songs about that, too.
It sounds like a lot of fun, too. I know right now we're playing your song, Nothing Left to Break, and that's a great song. Did you write that song, Jordan?
I didn't write that song. It was actually Gil Grand and Stephen Lee Olson.
Okay.
Yeah, but he showed it to me just an acoustic demo version, and I was like, oh, I love it. I want to record that one. And so I figured it sounded like the most radio-friendly one for me to release, and it was one of my favorite ones that I did down there.
Good. Well, it's a lot of fun. We're enjoying playing it here. So do you do a lot of different concerts, or are you just starting to get into that kind of thing?
I've just started out recently playing again. I've just sang at small things like the Odd Music Festival or something when I was younger, singing O Canada.
Okay.
But the other day I had the chance to open for Sean Hogan.
Wow, that's a big name.
Yeah, that was really cool. A lot of fun. And tonight I'm opening for a singer from Ontario named Brian McMillan.
Okay.
So now I'm just kind of getting my name out there and people know that I'm here doing the music thing. And so the more shows that I play, the more opportunities I found. There's people.
It is a lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. That's great. Good. Good for you. That must be very exciting for you and your family.
Yeah, it is. Everyone's so supportive here. It's great.
That's great.
My family, all my grandparents, everything. My number one fans.
That must be a lot of fun, especially for the grandparents too. Yeah, I'm sure they're very proud of you. So, do you have some singles other than this song out right now, or are you working on some new ones?
This is my first one. It's the only one I have out right now. I'm not sure if I would release any of the other songs that I have on my CD right now. They're not really country radio
okay.
so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I've just been kind of writing some new songs. I haven't recorded anymore.
Okay.
It's a Nashville thing, but something I would want to do for sure.
The other songs, would you say that they're more pop or alternative? Or?
It is kind of more of an alternative sound, mm-hmm. I guess. Yeah, not too upbeat pop or anything, but not really country radio mm-hmm. either, I wouldn't say.
That's nice, too. A lot of crossover, so you're getting a bigger audience, I guess, too. That's great, too.
Yeah.
What's the name of your album, Jordan?
It's just my name, just Jordan Lee Bush.
Okay, so it's self-titled. And I know you're on MySpace. Would you like to give our listeners the address to find you on MySpace?
Yes, it's www.myspace.com/JordanBush, and it's JordanBushe.
Good. Are you on Facebook, too?
I don't have a music page set up yet or anything, just...
Good. Well, that's probably in the works. Yeah. So I noticed that you do a lot of blogs on your MySpace thing. That's pretty neat, too.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. So
people know what you're doing.
Yeah, people can get to see where you're playing and a little bit more information. And if somebody wants to buy the album, is it available on there, too?
So far, we've just been selling it a few places around town. We haven't set up anything on the internet, but I'm sure that's something that we're going to do in the future, and we should have a link to my MySpace.
Good, great. Do you have any videos out? Or?
No, nothing like that yet. We just decided to try the single, and we're doing it all independently, too, so it's kind of harder to get all that going. We're just trying to see if it goes anywhere on the radio and stuff first, so I haven't quite got to the video yet, but...
Lots of stuff in the planning. Very exciting time in your life and your career.
Yeah, it's very, very exciting.
Good. Any special plans for this summer?
Not so far. There's a few people that have talked about different things that they're doing, like music festivals just around this area, that said it would be cool if you could come out and play. So hopefully some of the things I'll be able to get out there and play some songs, but nothing specific yet that I've confirmed or anything.
No, it sounds like a lot of fun getting your name out there and having a lot of fun in your own area where you're comfortable too.
Yeah, it's nice because people are so supportive out here. The people that know you just show up for everything and cheer you on. It's really good.
That's great. Really nice feeling. Anything else you wanted to mention before we go, Jordan?
Not that I can think of. That's about it.
Okay, well, it's been a real pleasure having you, and we wish you all the best in the future. Jordan Lee Bush.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks. Have a nice day.
I can't break, just another addiction. I should have given up yesterday. And oh, you're my favorite weakness. I just can't say goodbye. I've tried so hard to leave you, but how many times are we gonna say things we don't mean? Just know that we're gonna say things Say things.